Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting tensions building in the U.S. House of Representatives over immigration and the separation of children from their families along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
On the floor of the House, California Democrat Ted Lieu broke a rule. He played audio, children at a border detention center separated from their families.
Where 2,300 babies and kids in detention facilities were ripped away from their parents. I think the American people need to hear this.
President Trump is accusing Democrats of circulating phony stories of sadness and grief. He also told Republicans in Congress not to, in his words, waste their time on immigration until after the midterms in November. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says they're still working on it.
We think there should be a border, and the border should be protected. We think children should be with their parents, and that's what we're working on.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing an attack on this weekend's national elections. On the ballot on Sunday will be candidates for president and for parliament. UN aid agencies ramping up humanitarian operations in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah. UN Human Rights Affairs spokesperson Jens Lerke says they are worried about the civilians caught up in the middle of the conflict.
If malnutritional support from humanitarian partners is disrupted, it risks the lives of almost 100,000 children. Hodeidah was also one of the epicenters of last year's cholera outbreak, one of the worst in modern history.
The port of Hodeidah is a vital lifeline for people throughout Yemen. Imported humanitarian supplies come through that port. This is VOA News. Fighting continuing around